from Russia Today. Let's just get into our first article. Pandemonium looms for the world as the everything shortage meets a dark winter thanks to collapsing global supply chains. And there's an ominous picture of a store with completely bare shelves.
I saw an article about this, and I realized that because I went shopping the other night and I saw them doing this, and it just kind of like didn't click to me why. They're stacking all the cans in a single like stack right in the beginning. So it looks like there's cans behind them, but there isn't. Like there's like the cans that are there have nothing actually behind them.
Yeah, they do
so
that.
While it looks like the shelves are like kind of full, there's only like three of each can.
Right. They also like they'll do that for everything to make the shelves not look empty. So here's what's happening. Now, it's primarily affecting the West Coast. But also I heard it's also affecting the Northeast.
It's out here too.
So for California, here's what's happening. It's really fucking stupid. There's all these container ships floating out of California, and there's no truckers because the state decided to make... So you got to understand, truckers are mostly independent. A lot of them work for companies, but a lot of them like own their own trucks. They're like contractors. So there's a global supply... They like to blame the supply chain. I've also seen headlines where they're blaming consumers for buying too much. So let me break this down for you real fucking simple. Two things cause this. Inflation and environmentalism. That's what caused all these problems. It was either the inflation causing more demand, and then also with the shutdowns, nobody was producing. So you want to print a bunch of money and cause inflation? Okay. Well, if you have supply meet the demand, and then the price can rise naturally, yeah, you'll have inflation, but you won't have stagflation. But what we did was we basically locked people in their homes for a couple of months, caused all kinds of small businesses to go bankrupt. And we printed a shit ton of money so that our businesses can't compete and produce. We're now importing everything. And so now that we're dependent on imports because our domestic sectors are destroyed, the inflation combined with the lockdowns destroyed our domestic production completely. So now we're completely dependent on imports. Well, thanks to states like California... So California mandated, because of green energy, we got to clean up the climate, we got to clean up our gas emissions. They're requiring that truckers put in these new engines that are they're more fuel efficient, but they're more expensive and they break down really easy because they got all these extra parts. And the idea is it's supposed to like help the air quality, which I can understand. The air kind of sucks, understandable. But the problem is, environmentalism is a very expensive luxury, very expensive luxury. And right now we're in the middle of a global energy crisis, and countries are now realizing, oh, all that virtue signaling we were doing, talking about we're going to save the polar bears and we're going to cut our emissions. They forgot this little pesky little detail that you need energy. You can like give a speech about cutting emissions by 2030. You could talk about all the investments you're making in solar and wind, but those sources are not up to snuff. You can't simply turn off your energy sources, go to full renewables, and save the environment. It sounds good. It plays well in the media. Everyone claps. Children with Down syndrome are happy. But at the end of the day, now you have an energy crisis. Now there's no fuel. Now you have empty shelves. You don't have truckers to bring in the imports that you're now dependent on. So now the stores can't get anything because there's no truckers, because the truckers have to have these stupid engines put in their trucks that break down. And then if a truck breaks down with the new engine, you can't even get parts because of the very same supply chain issues. So it's a comedy of errors where everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. And what's hilarious is now countries are starting to talk about nuclear energy. But it's too fucking late. You can't just throw up a nuclear reactor in 2 months. It takes years. And there's all the kinds of environmental studies you got to do and impact studies. The environmentalists are going to drag this through the courts for 10 years, at least 10 years. You will not see a new nuclear reactor in less than 10 years. You can't fix this And we're going to have a harsh winter. There's like a solar minimum this year, and like it's going to be a cold winter. There's going to be no energy, and it's all the environmentalists' fault combined with inflation. Like if we didn't have the inflation and the shutdowns and we didn't destroy our own productive sector, things might not be that bad. But as far as the container ship shortage and the bare shelves, that's all the environmentalists' fault. That's 100% the environmentalist's fault. And I've seen these apologetic articles talking about, well, actually, it's not the environmental regulations. That's been debunked. Ask the fucking truckers. Talk to a trucker. Hey, trucker, why haven't you brought these containers to the stores? And like, well, because my truck doesn't meet regulations. And like, they'll tell you to your face what the problem is. I guess they're lying, though. I guess the truckers. Who every like, people admit it's a trucker shortage. Talk to the truckers. Hey, why is there a trucker shortage? They'll tell you. They must be lying. It's not the. I've also seen this shit with a. Because in Europe, there's been an energy crisis for like the better part of 2 months, but they've talked about, oh, it's not actually the environmentalism's fault. It's not actually. It's actually supply chains. It's consumer. It's all fucking bull. It's absolutely the environmentalist's fault. In fact, Putin offered to bring natural gas into the UK through Germany if they would approve a pipeline. And the environmentalists said, no, we won't approve this pipeline, which is already going from Russia to Germany, but they don't want to push it through Germany to the UK because the polar bears and global warming. So it's just fucking. And also, on top of that, Exxon is canceling two of their, they have a project in Mozambique and they had a project in Vietnam to produce energy during, again, a global energy crisis. And in order to attract these environmentalists, they are basically cutting those programs because they were very dirty. Like Vietnam and Mozambique don't really give a fuck. They just need power. But Exxon's like, no. This is wrong. So they're going to shut down these projects during a global energy crisis. So it's literally a comedy of errors. So it's a
Well, brace yourself. Winter's coming.
Oh, it's going to be so bad.
I know, and it's like every day I keep thinking to myself, like I try to maintain my optimism, which I'm still optimistic long term. I've always said there's going to be a lot of pain, but I keep like wondering just how bad this pain is going to get. Because I mean, seriously, like I was just thinking about this on my drive home today. I was like, we go over these news stories, and it's getting to the point where I feel like we're just going over Alice in Wonderland tales because the news is so far from anything reality based anymore that it's just getting silly. Like, I mean, the way that people just make shit up as opposed to reporting what's actually going on, it's getting ridiculous.
Well, so this is my opinion. I don't have any hard evidence to back this up. But usually when I'm trying to understand something, I look at what's happening and I try to like I look at who's behind it and what their goals are, and then I connect the dots. So I know how progressives think and what they want, and I know what's happening, and I'm trying to like what's the plan here? And so I can think a few steps ahead. What I think they're doing is they're causing a crisis so they can nationalize the energy sector. Because they'll like, and you see this all the time. You see people declaring that capitalism has failed. In fact, I saw these ignorant fucking Zoomers, and like, not to call it like every generation fucking sucks, but it's particularly like these completely young retards on social media talking about, or they might be a millennial. It could be a millennial or a Zoomer, who knows? But they're talking about how capitalism's failed because of the inflation. They can't afford a place to live, they can't afford this, they can't afford that, and it's all capitalism's fault. Capitalism did not cause the inflation. Welfare caused the inflation. The welfare state was is completely unsustainable, completely unsustainable. And in order to keep this welfare going, they had to start printing money. They reap, if you understand the Laffer curve, they can't just keep raising rates. If the more they raise rates, people just get around, they'll stop paying, they'll shut down their business. Like, if there was a 100% tax rate, all the money you earned went to the government, you just quit your job. You're not going to work for free. And if you understand that concept, that if the government raised the rates to 100%, you would quit your job and you just turn to a life of crime, you understand the Laffer curve. It's going to get really bad. And the government will declare an emergency, a crisis, and then they'll say capitalism has failed, and the only way we can bring energy to the people is if we seize the means of production. So clearly, these private oil companies, even though it was the environmentalists' fault, they'll claim that, oh, it's you know, these companies just couldn't make it. We need, only the government can fix this problem. So and ironically, that's what the environmentalists want all the time. They don't give a shit about the environment. They're just creating a crisis so the government can basically nationalize the energy sector. It's just another head of the hydra of cultural Marxism. You have, like, black studies, lesbian studies, you know, LGBT stuff, minority stuff, gay stuff, and then environmentalism. It's all just attacking Western culture and capitalism from every angle. Capitalism is misogynistic, it's racist, it's destroying the environment, it's everything that's wrong in the world. And so the only answer is communism. We need to smash the patriarchal, sexist, racist, environmentally unfriendly capitalism.